quenched them and given me fire. Hark! Peace. It was the owl that shrieked, the fatal bellman which gives the sternest good night. He is about it. The doors are open, and the surfeited grooms do mock their charge with snores. I've drugged their posses, the death of nature, to contend about them, whether they live or die. Alack, I'm afraid they have awaked, and 'tis not done. The attempt and not the deed confounds us. Hark! I laid their daggers ready, he could not miss them. Had he not resembled my father as he slept, I had done it. My husband.
I have done the deed. Didst thou not hear a noise?
I heard the owl scream and the crickets cry. Did not you speak?
When?
Now.
As I descended?
Aye.
Hark! Who lies in the second chamber?
Donald.
This is a sorry sight.
A foolish thought to say a sorry sight.
There's one did laugh in sleep, and one cried murder that they did wake each other. I stood and heard them, but they did say their prayers and addressed them again to sleep.
There are two lodged together.
One cried, God bless us, and amen, the other, as they'd seen me with these hangman's hands. Listening their fear, I could not say amen when they did say God bless us.
Consider it not so deeply.
But wherefore could I not pronounce amen? I had most need of blessing, and amen stuck in my throat.
These deeds must not be thought after these ways, so it will make us mad.
I thought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. Macbeth, does murder sleep? The innocent sleep. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. The death of each day's life. Sore labor's bath. Balm of hurt minds. Great nature's second course. Chief nourisher in life's feast.
What do you mean?
Still it cried, sleep no more to all the house. Glams have murdered sleep. And therefore Cawdor shall sleep no more. Macbeth shall sleep no more.
Who was it that thus cried? Why, worthy thane, you unbend your noble strength to think so brain-sickly of things. Go, get some water and wash this filthy witness from your hand. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go,
no,
carry them,
no,
and smear the sleepy brooms with blood.
I'll go no more. I'm afraid to think what I've done. Look on again, I dare not.
Infirm of purpose. Give me the daggers. Sleeping in the dead are but as pictures.
Oh.
'Tis the eye of childhood that fears a painted devil. If he do bleed, I'll gild the faces of the grooms withal. For it must seem their guilt.
Whence is that knocking? How is't with me when every noise appalls me? What hands are here? They pluck out mine eyes. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red.
My hands are of your color, but I shame to wear a heart so white. We are knocking at the south entry. Retire we to our chamber. A little water clears us of this deed. How easy is it then? Your constancy hath left you unattended. Hark! More knocking. Get on your nightgown. Lest occasion call us and show us to be watchers. Be not lost so poorly in your thoughts.
To know my deed, 'twere best not know myself. Wake, Duncan, with thy knocking. I would thou couldst.